Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It's Bish, EB, and JP. Remember tonight, we've got our Facebook Live, 7 o'clock, facebook.com/thejunks before the NBA draft. Actually, just put up the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes on our Junks Radio Twitter. Will Bradley Beal be dealt before the NBA draft? Seems unlikely.
I'm guessing it's 88 no.
I just put it up 12%. 1 minute ago, and as you know, we're having some Wi-Fi issues here at 106.7 The Fan, so I don't even know if I can see it right now.
It'll be predominantly no, I'm guessing, especially after what Tommy Shepard said yesterday.
Yep. All right, but join us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. He's a guy we've had on the show over the years. It's Chris O'Leary, who is an injury analyst. What's up, Chris?
Hey, it sucks to be talking to you guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It seems to always have you on. Let's give our listeners just a little history. We've had you on, I think, dating back to 2010, right? I think you have some documents of that on your website. I think we had you on when Strauss first had his Tommy John, and you were one of the guys that was like big early on and inverted W's and all that.
I've never heard of inverted W until Chris O'Leary.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of give us your background and when you started noticing issues with Strauss.
Well, I started studying this stuff in 2005 or so. I was just a little league dad with kids who pitched, and I screwed up my shoulder, and I didn't want what happened to me to happen to anyone else. So I started studying it, trying to understand why guys were getting hurt. And, you know, that's when Mark Pryor came along, and then people started talking about Strasburg.
What did you see with Pryor?
It took a while to figure it out, but eventually it was just kind of how he was lifting with his elbows. He was doing this scap loading thing, which people were talking about, but he was doing it weird in that he was lifting with his elbows. Mm-hmm. And then what I saw with Strasburg was that Strasburg was doing things very similar to what Pryor was doing, what Anthony Reyes was doing. You know, and Anthony Reyes was kind of the first guy that I really got right. Unfortunately,
did you, Chris, predict that Strauss would break down before he did?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. And then has he changed his mechanics in the 11 years since, or whatever it's been since he had the Tommy John and all that? Has his mechanics changed in a meaningful way in those 10, 11 years?
Not hugely, although I watched him pretty closely in spring training of 2019,
yeah,
and saw some stuff that was kind of interesting. And it wasn't a surprise to me that he went on and had a good to kind of ridiculously good year.
What did you see?
His arm was getting up on time, whereas before it was more flat. It seemed like he was making an effort to get on time. And it was working. And that's one of the things that's frustrating about what's going on now is he's not, either it's not working as well or he stopped doing it.
All right, slow down for a second, Chris.
So maybe he just falls back into a bad habit? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's, you know, yeah. Muscle memory is a pain.
And to be fair, these are techniques that guys like the scalp loading, whatever it's called, and these are techniques that guys are using to eke out an extra 2, 3, 4 miles an hour, right?
Correct.
Now, and I want to show it for our TV audience, because we're broadcasting radio and TV, is that what you're talking about is arm being flat, like at foot plant, like this, right? whereas it should be up. Like, I know Chris can't see it, but it should be up because this is putting extra strain on your elbow and your shoulder when it's flat. That's Chris's theory, and I'm sure there are others that agree.
And you're saying in 2019 in spring training, you noticed that arm being more up than flat.
Yeah, I was at the spring training complex and was shooting video, and I was like, hey, this is significantly different, because I'd seen him come through St. Louis, and he was pretty flat, and all of a sudden 2019 he was much more up, and I tweeted at the time, I'm like, you know, all right, this looks different, this looks good, this could be good for him. Mm-hmm. And that's what's frustrating is, you know, okay, why didn't he do what he was doing? You know, and it may be just as simple as he stopped doing it because it cost him a mile an hour or two, and mm-hmm. he wanted that mile an hour back, but, you know, you guys saw what happened.
And Chris is not the only one, because the Nats do allude to talking about his glove side and things of that nature. Can you talk about how that factors in, too?
Well, the glove side is an idea that comes from the driveline guys, mm-hmm. an idea called positive disconnection, which is an idea that I do not like, because the more you try to do with your glove side, the more active you are with your glove side, the more likely you are to start your shoulders turning early when your arm is flat and not up. And that was one of the things that I did notice when, you know, Strasburg started having his problems when he came through St. Louis, and there was that broadcast and him pinching his neck. And mm-hmm. on the broadcast, they were talking about how he looked like he was flying open and spinning off towards first base. And that can be a symptom, a result of trying to pull too much with that glove side.
Yeah. And so at what point, because I know you said it on our show, I think maybe in April of this year, but at one point did you start suspecting TOS, right? With thoracic outlet syndrome, whatever it is. And then can you explain sort of why that's been something that you've been focusing on these last few years and how dangerous potentially it can be?
Yeah, I've been thinking TOS and have been tweeting about it for a year or so. And it was just because of the nature of the symptoms that Strasburg was having and how they were talking about how mysterious and how it kind of comes and goes. And essentially what happened, and to use a technical term, what happens is things get smushed inside the shoulders. And that is especially bad when you take your elbows up and back. That kind of pulls everything back and tightens everything up and causes this problem inside the front of the shoulder, which is where the thoracic outlet is. And that can cause problems with blood vessels getting smushed and compressed. In Strasburg's case, it's a nerve that's getting smushed. Mm-hmm. And that can cause these kind of fleeting symptoms that come and go as you change your mechanics or you try to work around it a little bit.
Is it different than an impingement?
Oh, we lost him.
Did we lose him? Can you call him back?
There he is.
Oh, there. Chris, is it different than an impingement? Oh, hold on. I'm fascinated by this stuff.
I got a couple questions for you, too.
Chris, is it different than an impingement?
It is. It's somewhat different, although it's the same idea of things getting compressed and kind of smushed and smashed together.
There's so much stuff in the shoulder. It's so easy. I mean, I've had problems. We all have, like, anybody that's, like, athletic or lifts weights, like, your shoulder can get impinged. Things can happen all the time. I can't imagine with a pitcher, right? It could happen all the time.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's the problem with these ideas of, you know, the inversion stuff with the scaffolding stuff is you're compressing things that should not be compressed, and bad things happen when that compression happens.
Where is his pain on a TOS? Is it in the front of the shoulder, or is it more the trap?
Well, I think he's really feeling it all the way down the chain, down into his arm, which is part of the problem, and that's why they diagnosed it as carpal tunnel syndrome, which means that he's feeling it down into his hand and everything. But, you know, it can be, I don't think it's really the trap. I'm a little concerned with some of his chiropractic stuff that can lead to some kind of strange diagnoses. I think the problem is more in, you know, kind of the front of the shoulder and then down the arm, down the front of the arm into the hand.
So when they, I know you're not a doctor or a surgeon, but when they perform the surgery, didn't he have the surgery yesterday? I thought he did in Dallas.
Yeah, he was supposed to have it yesterday.
So what does the doctor do to release the pain on that nerve?
Well, what they end up having to do is they remove the first rib, which basically opens up space in there so that things aren't quite as smushed as they would be normally.
Wow.
All right, how many guys have done that, and how many guys have come back?
That sounds like a big deal.
Yeah. How many guys have come back and been effective?
Well, I was looking at, you know, it's the numbers this year aren't terrible. You've got Alex Cobb and Merrill Kelly who came back pretty well. You've also got Fulton Avich and Harvey. So, you know, maybe it's a 50-50 thing. It does seem like they're getting better at figuring out how to rehab this stuff, but nobody fundamentally is fixing the root cause of the problems. And you've got Scott Oberg who's had it three times. So, it's a crapshoot. You know, I'd say the odds are maybe 25% that Strasburg is going to be himself, wow, unless he changes something.
Do you think he'll lose velocity?
I think he has to lose velocity. That's the only way he can survive it.
Right.
He's got to learn how to really pitch.
Which he can.
Right.
Now, Alex Cobb's having a pretty good year. And he's the same age as Strass.
Yeah, he's putting up a very good whip. But, you know, yeah, a lot of it is you have to, you know, as you guys know, as you get older, you have to make compromises and you have to get smart. You can't be dumb like you were when you were a kid. You right. have to be smart. Right. You have to make the adjustment.
Well, the alarming thing is, and I know you know this, is the contract. I mean, he's a $35 million pitcher.
What's he got, 5 years left
and
on
he's
it?
Got 5 years left. I mean, it's, think about that. Yeah, they're on the hook for all that money. It's roughly $200 million. And like you said, he's 25% chance that he's going to be who he was.
Do you think he could close? Would he be a good candidate for closing?
I think he could, but I don't think he's going to earn out $35 million.
Sure.
So I've worked with Adam Wainwright. Mm-hmm. Adam Wainwright's resurgence is in part due to stuff that I've done. And Adam Wainwright he's an example of a guy who's putting up pretty good numbers because he made an adjustment. And Wainwright basically made a timing adjustment. We've talked about all this timing stuff. And Wainwright's an inverted W guy. And it's, you know, a lot of what Wainwright has done is backed off of his velocity, learned how to pitch. He does have that curveball from hell, which allows him to, you know, mm-hmm. which is a real weapon. Strasburg has to.
Well, Strasburg's changeup's really good, right? I mean, when he's going, that changeup is really, really big part of his arsenal.
Well, and that's the nice thing about a changeup, a good changeup you can throw off of any kind of fastball.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of dumb, and it's pride and it's youth that forces you to want to throw it off of 97, 98, but it's a really good changeup you can throw off of 92, 93, which is probably where Strasburg needs to be if he wants to last and hold up.
Are you worried about other guys? I mean, Glasnow tore his UCL in Tampa. DeGrom he's always got issues, and he's out right now.
Well, he's been talking about all those Mets pitchers for years.
Are you worried about, let's just say DeGrom, are you worried about him?
Yeah, I'm really concerned that DeGrom is on his way to a second Tommy John.
Wow.
Because
he never changed anything. He keeps trying to do the same thing, and he's trying to throw harder and harder and harder, and that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's always used the example of you can only redline your car, right? So you're going to burn the engine out.
Yeah.
Right? Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And the Mets have, I mean, Syndergaard, he's not even back yet. Carrasco, he's supposed to come back soon, but I mean, they might have those guys back for the postseason, but I mean, they got two big-time pitchers injured right now.
Right, and nobody's changing anything. They're just...
Here's the problem, and I know we got to let Chris go and we got to move on, but and Chris is hit me to this, is that these young kids, right, when you're 17, 18, 19, everyone wants to get drafted, everyone wants to get a deal, everyone wants to, you know, get big signing bonus, whatever. So they teach you these tricks, the scalp loading, what he calls the Tommy John twist, where you twist your ball towards second base, and you crank, like you're cranking everything up to the max to get that extra velocity, right? You got a high school kid throwing 98
right.
versus a high school kid throwing 94, a big difference, you get that bonus, but you can only...
The kid who's throwing 98...
Right.
His chances of getting hurt go up.
Right, especially when he's using tricks to squeeze out and max out every last mile per hour.
And you're still seeing this with these high school kids?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at Kamar Rocker, look at Jack Leiter.
Right.
You know, it's
You're down on Jack Leiter, who everybody loves.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled with him. I'm not. I like him at 92, 93. I don't like him at 95 plus. He has to employ too many tricks to get there.
Right.
And Rocker, didn't the Mets draft Rocker?
Yeah. And he's looking like he's on the path to Tommy John surgery relatively quickly.
Well, so, I guess if you're going to get it early.
Is there one pitching coach, Chris? Because Chris is very controversial in this world, right? Is there one pitching coach that we know of that kind of shares the same beliefs with you, that consults with you?
Well, I would have said Brent Strom, because Strom and I've known Strom for 10 or 15 years, but unfortunately he let what happened to Verlander happen to him. I was begging Strom to not let them do to Verlander what they did, and that's why Verlander got hurt. So it's a very difficult situation right now. I'm kind of way out on a limb, but you know, as you guys see, there is stuff there. These predictions are working out, sadly.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, bro.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, you can follow him on Twitter. I think his name is at the Pain Guy. And he makes these predictions, and you just watch. Now, I guess the counter to it is you say, well, pitchers get hurt all the time. Well, he picks them out.
I mean, he studies it. Yeah. That's what he does.
Coming up at 8:45, QB quarter of. We'll give you the latest on what's going on around the league with some of the top quarterbacks. But next, we open up the entertainment page here on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you as always by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Keep you up to date on what's happening with the Nationals. They have a doubleheader starting right around noon, and we don't know if Max Scherzer is going to start. We don't know if he's going to be traded, if he's in the process
There's
of being traded.
There's a chance that you never see him in a Nats uniform again today. Like, he doesn't even put the uniform on today.
Correct. There's definitely a chance. I would say this: if he starts, he's not getting traded. If you see him pitch today, he's not getting traded.
I don't think you're going to see him pitch then.
Probably
I
not.
Think he's getting
probably
traded.
95% chance he doesn't.
I think they have regret that they didn't get something for Bryce at the time, and they do not want to do that again.
Correct. And if you believe all the reports, the talks were intensifying. Now, who knows what that means?
All the National League West teams.
Those are the big three, yes, because he prefers the West Coast, and those three teams really need to kind of jump the others too. They need right. that solid number one. Now, Walker Buehler's a stud. He might win the Cy Young in the National League. He's 11-1.
ERA's, I saw his ERA's under two.
It's right around two.
He's had no problem without the sticky stuff.
Right. And I don't know about – we should ask O'Leary about Walker Buehler. I don't know what his mechanics are.
I should ask him, man.
But when you can throw out to beat those other two teams, you probably need that number two starter to, you know, to be just as good as the one. And Scherzer certainly is. It can be. And he's a good postseason pitcher. So those three teams are probably the ones that are in line. Boston, I would say, might have a shot, but he probably doesn't want to go to Boston.
All right, real quick, let's go to Ryan. We were just talking about the TOS surgery that Strauss had yesterday. I mean, this could be transformative. I mean, it's a critical, potentially, you know, career-altering surgery. And Ryan claims he had the surgery. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I'm 34 now. I'm just a regular donk, but about 7 years ago, I had the surgery. Mine was vascular, so I had, like, a blood clot in my my shoulder,
is there any way that you got it in particular, like an exercise or a job related thing?
I just have a regular desk job, but it was just exercise, so it's just lifting, and so it was just a genetic thing for me, and the muscles in my shoulder were compressing, I guess, my subclavian vein. And so, they misdiagnosed it initially for me at first, because when you're 27 and you have a blood clot, they're at a hospital there, I guess what they told me is that they think it's unusual and that you might have cancer. And so obviously I didn't have that, thank God. But yeah, so they relieved the blood clot. I had surgery. Actually, I had to be awake during that surgery. And so I actually listened to you guys during that. So that was
nice.
Interesting.
How bad was the pain before you had the surgery?
It was just more, having a blood clot in my, which the pain was not bad for me. And again, I'm just, I wasn't not a professional athlete, but the pain wasn't bad the surgery.
Yeah. What are the symptoms of a blood clot? Is it stiffness?
So it felt like my right arm was almost inflated. I didn't recognize it immediately. It's hard to, describe, but it was like, I went to the doctor, my regular doctor, and I'm like, you need to go to the hospital immediately.
Wow. So, all right. So then how are you post surgery?
How's your velocity? How's your velo?
Can you still bring it?
I could never really throw a baseball, so it's still bad. But I would say that overall with like lifting and working out, I don't notice. I'm normal. They told me after the surgery, 6 months, that I would be back to normal. And for the most part, I am.
That's good.
Gotcha.
All right, well, stay healthy, bro.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Anyway, thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, man.
By the way, it is Open Line Thursday if you want to jump aboard. Presented by Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. 1-800-636-1067. But right now, we jump into the entertainment page, which is sponsored by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water. Splash of real juice. A little caffeine. It's unsweetened. So no stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish. With only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can, enter the code JUNKIES. You'll get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
What's your Ricky Henderson?
My lead off? You know what? I just seeing it right now, and it always intrigues me. And it again, reminds me just how fake Hollywood is. So J-Lo and Ben Affleck, they're on their $150 million boat, right? Off Saint-Tropez. Is that how you say it?
Saint-Tropez.
All right. Well, they should spell it that way. And then A-Rod's on his nubs, $32 million dinger.
And he had a nice little
his rescue
slide.
Boat.
Yeah, and he had a nice water slide. I mean, it's a spectacular yacht. But still, these guys, they have like I know we talked about it. Like Ben and J-Lo have like a professional photographer on the yacht with them putting out, content on social media.
They got a social media team.
And they're like acting on vacation. A-Rod is posting a picture of himself, like a thirst trap pic, where he's like in shorts, got his shirt off, and he's like taking a shower. And, I'm not going to say it's a professional photo, but I mean, he clearly said to somebody, hey, take this pic of me in the shower. Does it look good? So, and then put it on his Instagram. Right. Just like, how fake are people?
Well, they're just, that's what they're just into themselves. And we got,
I mean, the Kardashians do it every day. Room. All the time. J-Lo does it all the time. A-Rod does it all the time.
Think about how different.
Madonna does it.
Right. Just think about how different Ben Affleck and Matt Damon kind of ended up in their careers.
Although they just started working together, I think, with the new movie.
But I'm just talking about off camera.
Sure.
So they obviously, Good Will Hunting kind of propelled them onto the scene. We didn't know who they were until Good Will Hunting. And they were friends, both from the Boston area.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt Damon's kind of always been under the radar. He doesn't put himself out there, really.
Not nearly as much.
Not as much. And Affleck
much more
is
private.
Correct. And Affleck's out there hiring photographers and banging all the people.
Well, didn't Matt Damon...
In and out of rehab.
Didn't he marry, like...
Maybe his housekeeper,
his
or
nanny, or
yeah, he's not
or
married.
Something like that.
I don't know if he ever did. Maybe he did.
No, he is married and they have a couple kids.
No, but I'm saying
he wasn't like a celebrity.
Was he ever?
Chaser.
Yeah, was he ever dating a celebrity?
He might have been on the side, but I don't think he was ever. Like,
but I don't know. They're just two different people.
Yeah,
now.
Like he's got a like. Think about how weird Ben Affleck's like.
Matt Damon seems like a much cooler person to hang out with.
I don't know. I think Ben's probably pretty cool too. But Ben's got that shallow Hollywood side to him. Because think about it. He got married to Jen Garner, who by all accounts is like this really down-to-earth girl who's trying to raise her kids, you know, as best she can in L.A., but, you know, and very down-to-earth. He's the co-parenting, and by all accounts, they say he's pretty good co-parent, whatever. But he, like, walks the kids to school. Then he hops on a private jet to Saint-Tropez, and he's living this fake life with J-Lo, right? And he does that for 3 days.
I mean, I think some aspects of it.
And then he flies back, and then he's being a dad, like a normal dad-ish, you know, going to Starbucks
every
morning.
Wonder what the kids think about
him. It's so weird.
I'll defend him for a second because you're saying it's a fake, and maybe taking the pictures are set up and all that stuff. I understand that.
But I'm sure he loves her.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that part's fake. He gets sized for Jennifer Lopez.
I'm sure he sized for the nanny, of course.
Right.
I don't doubt that at all.
And you know what? He's single. He's a divorced guy. Who's been an alcoholic or battled alcohol.
Oh, for sure. And huge gambler.
Right, you know, so
a
he's...
total degen. But see, that's why I think you would like him. Big sports fan, loves the gamble, loves the booze.
I don't know. I think
he actually has all the vices you have.
But I'd say this, he's done great movies. He's done some bad ones, but he's also, directed 3, including Argo? Like, the movies that he's directed have been fantastic.
You're not saying he's not
he's
talented.
He's a smart dude.
I'm not saying he's not smart or talented.
That
he is.
Back tattoo is not smart. That
he's a
horrific.
Smart dude
that
who's made some bad decisions.
But
that
way too into himself for me.
I guess he must be on some level because
he would just
himself
talk about
there.
Himself. I guarantee he would talk
you
about
think?
Himself. Yeah,
I don't know that he would. I have a different opinion than you. But he's in this relationship with J-Lo, which is like a made-for-TV relationship, which is just, I don't know, it's so weird. And A-Rod. Now, A-Rod... He comes off pretty likable, though, on Shark Tank. You know, I'm a huge Shark Tank guy.
Are all three of his kids from Garner? They're all from Garner, right?
I thought. Affleck. Does he have 2 or 3? He has 3?
I think he's got 3.
If he's got 3, I think they're all from Garner.
By the way, Ben Affleck directed Gone Baby Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. The Town. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And Argo.
Mm-hmm. No, those
lists
are all
a couple others. And I can't remember. I just recently read he's teamed up with Matt Damon to write again. And there's a third writer involved who I guess is a writing partner of Affleck, but they haven't written anything since Good Will Hunting together.
That
was a great movie.
We've interviewed both, only on the phone, never met him in person. I think we interviewed Affleck twice, Damon maybe once. I think Damon is more sort of down-to-earth, easier to talk to. Affleck is a little more Hollywood-y, the way Jason describes.
Definitely is.
He's also been burned more.
But maybe, Damon is... He's just more private, so I don't know if that means he's a nicer guy. I'm just saying.
No, he just seems a little more down to earth.
On the surface.
Yeah, like Affleck's just a little bit more, you're just a little bit scared to bring some stuff up with him. You never know how you're going to react. But
don't worry, that'll never happen.
What throws me about Damon, and this is going to tilt people, sorry, he's a smoker. That throws me.
Oh, he's
how can you be?
I didn't know that.
I just don't
now I don't like him.
Yeah, how can you be a smoker?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Cigarette smoker?
Yeah, how could you be like a 50-year-old guy knowing?
I
just know he is. Affleck is too, by the way. But you're not surprised with Affleck.
No.
I thought he quit, Matt Damon.
Okay.
Says here he quit in 2000. I don't know. I'm seeing one story here that he quit maybe in 2004. He did clinical hypnosis.
Oh, really? Hopefully that he has quit. Well, it's always been
in
my brain.
He hasn't been a smoker in 17 years.
Well, I don't know if I believe that, but if you say so, okay, that's it.
Well, I mean, that's what he's saying.
I've followed the guy since Good Will Hunting. So when I found out he was a smoker, it tilted me.
I know, but you just brought it up like you knew he was a smoker now. It's funny. 17 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to check that.
Yeah.
How could you be a smoker? I would never be a smoker. Ever? No. There's no part of my life where I would be a smoker.
I know.
I always knew.
I'm trying to think if I even
that
know.
That will kill you.
I'm trying to think if I even know anybody, any of my friends who are smokers.
None of my friends are smokers.
But says
you're
right
a
here
smoker,
now.
You're an idiot.
I said 2004. Maybe that's when he cut back or when he started because there's a picture in 2018 when it says Matt Damon caught smoking a cigarette while chugging a beer.
Thank you. I guarantee you I've seen
so
those pictures.
So maybe he's one of those guys. You know,
guarantee
like,
you I've seen those count. Pictures.
He that might be count. One of those guys.
All right, you like, listen, because I know you have your own thing, too.
That's a dart after ice cold beer.
Right.
Okay, I don't like that.
He gets hammered, has a cigarette.
Yeah. I know people like that. They drink and smoke. Whatever.
Remember when Jason said he was going to go crazy if we had another Kardashian story? I'm starting to feel that way about J-Lo's dating life on the EP.
Sorry.
Well, there's nothing
I mean,
else
there
going
wasn't
on.
Even a
Sorry.
Story today. You just started
I made
talk-
it a story. It's a. I'm interesting. I'm making it
there's
interesting.
No, there's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. No.
Was it ZZ Top died?
Yeah.
Okay. As I told Valdez, make sure you pull a ZZ Top song because I don't know one.
Yes, you do.
Oh,
it's
you've
got
heard.
Legs.
You've heard ZZ Top 5 billion times.
Okay. It's had zero impact on my life. I don't know any of the titles.
Well, that's different. But the fact that you
play,
say
play
you haven't
a
heard
random
you
ZZ
definitely t- know she's got legs. I mean, I don't know. Might just be called
I don't
legs.
Know that by title. I've heard that.
Of course.
You don't yeah, know this song.
I've heard it. I've heard it a million times. Well, what's the title of it?
Sharp Dressed Man.
I've never heard that phrase ever in my life. Oh, I swear to God, I've never heard that before.
He certainly hasn't been described that way.
Sharp Dressed Man. Kicks. That's the title of this song.
Yes.
Never.
I all right, would, now play She's Got
in
Legs.
In a billion years, I never would know that. Go ahead. She's Got Legs. That's the title of a famous ZZ Top song?
So
she
famous.
She knows how to use them.
So famous.
Yeah. I don't listen to that crap.
I mean, we're not saying you'd like to listen to it.
Well, it's a huge
it.
Story, though.
What happened?
He died.
Who did? The lead singer?
The bassist.
Z oh, or
yeah.
Z.
Yeah, but the bassist.
Yeah, mean, we're top.
Nobody cares about the bassist. This is She's Got Legs?
Legs.
Oh, it's just called Legs?
Right.
The title of the song is Legs.
Legs.
Yeah, never heard of that.
About Tim Legler.
And by the way, I played the hook because I haven't.
Oh,
this,
come
none
on.
Of, it's not recognizable to me, this part. Hold on. Is that the hook?
She's all right.
It's Nubs.
Maybe I've heard that
I mean,
once.
It was huge.
Maybe I've heard it once.
You've heard this.
I've heard this riff.
Yeah.
What is the name of this song?
Tush.
Tush?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
That should be you, because you're Team Cheeks.
I'm Team Cheeks.
Legs hit number 8 on the Billboard
so
Hot 100.
So their songs are all about like body parts or something? Is that
no,
it's a good formula.
Play Give Me All Your Lovin'.
Yeah.
Like, cheap I've heard sunglasses.
I've heard these riffs. Do you like that? Look, Drabby doesn't like music, and he likes this.
That's good music.
That's good music?
Yeah. You'd hear this on the golf course all
no,
the time?
I hear these. I hear these. On our show, like his intros. That's about the only place I've heard this. Terrible
there
intros.
There are a lot of ZZ Top songs in our Rolodex.
Oh, here. There's 5 million of them in the computer. Yeah. Probably every song they ever recorded.
Well, never in a billion peace. Years would I cue this up.
All right, what's the guy's name who passed? Yeah. Dusty
the
Hill?
Bassist.
Is that Dusty Hill?
Dusty Hill.
Never even heard of him.
All right, pour one
never
out for Dusty.
Never even heard of him.
I haven't heard of him either.
All right,
I mean,
gotta take
but I've heard him play songs.
Remember, we've got Ryan Zimmerman joining us at 9:25, Nationals first baseman. Coming up next, though, time for QB Quarter Up here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to do an impromptu mock NBA draft. Now, we're just going to pick up like after 10 picks and kind of project into what the Wizards are going to do at 15.
Who's picking 15? I saw Adam was walking around. Do you want Adam to pick at 15? Is that what you want?
No, well, we could all pick at 15.
No, because EB always picks for the Washington football team.
So you want me to pick for them?
No. JP's put the time in with the Wizards. He's their biggest fan, so I was thinking JP.
Feist.
Okay, good.
Pick for the Wizards.
All right. Because I don't – now I'm looking at 10 through 15, Memphis, Charlotte, San Antonio, Indiana, Golden State. I don't know what any of them need. I'll just pick a guy.
Yeah, you're going to pick a guy.
Okay, sure.
By the way, Jesse Dougherty, who we have on the show occasionally from the Washington Post – beat reporter for the Nationals, tweeted out 4 minutes ago, "This may seem obvious because of pure timing and Max Scherzer having to work through and approve any deal, but the feeling around the organization is that Scherzer will likely be dealt at some point today." So we'll keep you updated on what's going on with Max Scherzer. Nationals playing early. By the way, does that mean that the midday show and the afternoon show, it's like a
doubleheader?
That's sweet.
Yeah, so from 12:05,
basically just Nats coverage wall to wall.
12:05 to roughly 7 is all Nats.
Yeah, I wanted to do a bit, but I was outvoted on your top 5 Nats of all time because I think Max might be number 1. But maybe we can do that tomorrow.
He would probably be number 1.
He's
in
right
most
up
people's
there.
Eyes.
For me, I'm a
Parra's not number 1.
Well, he's a lovable guy, but he's not your number 1.
Soto is going to be up there.
Yeah, I wonder if he can.
I mean, he's only been here 10 minutes.
Can he crack the top 5? Maybe he can.
What about Michael Morse?
No, I don't think Mike.
I know you're doing a bit. I'm trying to be serious. For me, I know top 3, Max, Strauss, and Bryce for me. And then maybe have Zim, and then I don't know.
I think Zim's got to be in there.
I don't know.
Might put Worth in there.
No way.
But just that they brought in a big money guy.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be top 5.
For the first time.
Anyway, all right. Something to think about and pour out a little for Max. And I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at the Nats. I was vehemently against this even as late as a few weeks ago. But it's over. They're not going to re-sign him. This season has been a disaster, a dumpster fire. You got to do it.
All right. Only got a couple minutes here.
Well, it sounds like they are.
Time for QB Quarter Of. We do it every morning at 8:45. And we're just going to talk Aaron Rodgers. He had a presser yesterday, and I was 100% wrong. I didn't think he was going to go into the details as to why he was unhappy. But sure enough, he did. He shows up to camp. He's ready to play for the Packers. But here's what he said about kind of the current status and whether he's going to end his career with the Packers.
I wouldn't call that a partnership, that part of it. I mean, I wasn't involved in those conversations at all. I talked to Matt after the deal had already been in place to hire him as a coach. I wasn't part of that conversation. You know, let's just make that completely clear. I do love Matt, and we've had a blast together, and I'm glad he's here. But it's decisions like that that have happened over and over and over again that make me realize that the organization looks at me and my job is just to play. In my opinion, based on what I've accomplished in this league, the way I care about my teammates, the way I show up in the locker room, the way I lead, the way I conduct myself in the community, you should tie myself to a little bit more input.
It's a fascinating question. We talked directly about this with Charlie Casserly. Now, Charlie's old school guy, but he was vehemently opposed to the idea that a player should have input.
Did Peyton Manning have input on personnel in Indy?
I'm certain that he did.
You are certain?
Yeah.
Did John Elway have it in Denver?
Don't know.
Did Dan Marino have it in Miami?
Don't know.
I mean, Rodgers actually I don't know if Brady has. I missed this
clearly.
Part.
Yeah, definitely Brady.
I missed this part. I watched 17 minutes out of the 31 minutes. But in one of the articles I read, he mentioned a totally nondescript receiver. Like, I've already forgotten the guy's name. He's a white wide receiver that's bounced around in the league. But Rodgers said he was second best guy in camp.
Yeah.
You know, Devontae Adams, of course, being number one. But he said he was second best guy, and then they got rid of him. Right. And so he wants input.
He was building a chemistry with them, and right. Like, why are we doing this? This kid can help us.
And then he did talk about how money was thrown at him. Here's what Aaron Rodgers said about that.
After the season, there was a part of me that did think that there would be conversation about an extension. You know, based on my cap number this season, next season, it seemed natural based on the way I played to at least have a conversation about it. It wasn't a conversation. Not until into May. And that, to me, seemed like an analogy that you guys understand. You guys have a fantastic year at work. You write some great stories. You go to your boss and say, I just had an incredible year. I think I deserve a pay raise or, you know, some security. And the boss says, yeah, let's just see how it goes. A couple months down the line, you get another job opportunity. You go back to your boss and say, hey, I got this amazing job opportunity. And say, whoa, no, we love you. We do want you to stick around. We do care about you. Just have the same feeling.
I mean, I kind of get that, but he's got
except it is a $90 million feeling that
he's
got
to grow up
away.
A little bit. And I mean, he's looking like he really wants to feel the love.
Yeah.
I guess I understand that. I want to feel the love from people that I work for too. But as he did say, my understanding, because I read this, that hey, he's not asking you to cry for him. He's made a ton of money from the franchise. And, you know, he understands that.
He believes he should be treated a little bit different. In fact, this is the final clip that we'll play. He isn't a regular player, but he feels like he's being treated like a regular player.
I wouldn't call that a partnership, that part of it. I mean, I wasn't involved in those conversations at all. I talked to Matt after the deal had already been in place to hire him as a coach. I wasn't part of that conversation.
Okay, this is the one that we played before. But, yeah, I mean, look, I watched a good portion of it, and I was surprised. He was kind of matter-of-fact, analytical about it, almost going month by month as to how things transpired. But now he's in camp and he wants to win and he does want an input. I don't know if it's going to change. He's not confident that it has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But he thinks. Look,
did he mention the drafting of Jordan Love? Did he mention that?
I called him J-Lo once. I don't think it was an issue about.
He has said publicly he didn't have an issue with it. But,
He also has said that he could tell, I think he said this yesterday, that the plan is to kind of phase him out. And that's part of why they drafted.
Like that,
yes, that's part of it. And you got to imagine that's where some of this bitterness stems from.
I think
he sees the writing on the wall that even though he's handsomely paid, he could see that, you know, and this is life. They're planning the transition.
Well, it's just a security blanket because he's been in the league 15 years. All right. But he is still kind of in his prime. I mean, he was last year. He threw 48 touchdowns. But at some point, you got to move on and replace him.
It's a dilemma.
As long as Aaron Rodgers is on the roster, Love's not playing. So I don't know what he would worry about.
Well, I just think he thinks that they'd eat whatever it is and move on.
Or not if he's producing. Not if he's throwing 48 touchdowns.
Possibly, yeah. Possibly. If he throws 48.
Now, maybe he had a problem with them drafting Love when he wanted another receiver or a tight end or running back, whatever.
I think he would have rather them draft a potato cutter.
Now that I can see.
Yeah.
But that's not his job. His job, you know what his job is? To go out there and win NFC championships.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's an interesting situation. I wonder how many other. I think Brady has that kind of sway. I'm going to guess, and I don't know this. I'm going to guess Drew Brees maybe had some input. I'm almost certain that Peyton did. I mean, Peyton had his own playbook. They ran Peyton's offense. Peyton, you know what I mean? Peyton, yep. You know, he had his own handpicked coaches.
I would say that the star quarterback, no, I say star, okay, the superstar that's going to the Hall of Fame, they should probably have some input, but they shouldn't be making the picks.
Yeah.
It's not what they do.
Yeah. He sees and he's jealous of the kind of sway that Brady has, and he considers himself in that class. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the hardware to show for it, but he's got the ability, and he's got the MVPs.
Yeah, he's not in that class. You're right.
I think he's pretty close. I think Aaron Rodgers
maybe an arm talent, but yes. In terms of career achievements, it's not even close.
Well, Brady's got no one can touch Brady, but in terms of talent, it's pretty close.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we will do our impromptu NBA mock draft. We got our Facebook Live tonight at 7 o'clock, facebook.com/thejunks. We hope you jump aboard for that. But next, we're going to make the picks leading up to where the Wizards pick, which is number 15, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.